This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, did you have any questions more about guns, or would you like me to...
I'm just getting educated. I do think it's important, very important for everybody to realize what carry and conceal and all those things mean and how they can do this. So go for it.
Okay. So according to the Missouri statute 571.070 of 2007, it is unlawful for a felon or an adjudged incompetent person to have possession of any firearm, including concealed firearms. And if they do, it's a Class D felony. Now, the law was subject to change, and it did. And here's what happened. So, in Missouri, after September 2016, a Senate bill, SB 656, was passed allowing permitless, meaning without a permit, concealed carry by anyone 19 years of age or older who may lawfully own a gun. So you can have, and this is very important, and I think this might be one of your questions, Dr. Shuley. As of September 2016, a law was passed saying that you can carry without a permit anyone over 19 years of age or older, if you may lawfully own a gun, meaning you're not mentally, it's not decided that you're, you know, mentally incompetent or you're a felon, you can carry a gun without a permit. And the governor vetoed this.
Yes,
Nixon. But that was overrided. Okay. So the permitless carry provision of the bill went into effect January 1st, 2017. According to the internet, Missouri allows any person who has a valid concealed carry endorsement permit and is lawfully carrying a firearm in a concealed manner, to briefly and openly display the firearm so long as it's not displayed in an angry or threatening manner. Okay. Now, some localities prohibit open carry. However, concealed carry licenses are exempted from this restriction. Now, that's, let me read a little bit more. Let's see. Okay. Now, here's an article by KSHB. And it says what you need to know about Missouri's new Stand Your Ground law. Now, this ties it all together. So beginning in January of 2017, Missouri is set to become the 25th state with an active Stand Your Ground law. Now, although Missouri Governor Jay Nixon vetoed this bill, it was overruled after the state legislature passed Senate Bill 656. It says the bill includes several provisions to gun measures, one changing how victims can defend themselves. So what is Stand Your Ground? As long as one is in a location authorized to be in. whether it be a home, a public place. One now has the right to defend himself or herself with a firearm without retreating first. Now, it used to be that if you were threatened and you could run away, you had to run away. Otherwise, you couldn't defend shooting someone. Now, as long as you reasonably feel that your life is being threatened with deadly force, you can fire. You can shoot. So you used to have to retreat, and now you don't. You can stand your ground. Okay? Now, this is a law in Missouri that's good for the citizens because it provides the accused with rights, and it places the burden on the government to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you did not act in lawful self-defense. So it's presumed that you acted in lawful self-defense unless the government can prove that you didn't, which is kind of good for us. So now the question is, do you need a concealed carry permit? Well, by 2017, anyone 19 years of age or older was able to carry a concealed weapon without a permit or training. That's the way it is. So the way I see that, this is just my interpretation. By the way, class, everything that I've said, you need to find out for yourself if it's true. Okay? Don't believe anything I've said. Do your own research. That's just a disclaimer, so don't come after me if you did something that I said. Okay? I've just talked about, I'm not advocating anything. I'm just saying, here's what I have done, and here's what our family has done, and here's what our experiences are. So, from what I can tell from this, it surely sounds to me like we no longer need concealed carry permits to carry concealed within the state of Missouri. Now, do I have a concealed carry permit? Yes. I believe I made a mistake, and so did Mrs. Finelli when we got ours, because we were required to have one. But the law's changed. We no longer need to have one. Now, how do I feel about going to a place that says no guns? Well, here's how I feel about this. I feel it is absolutely the right of a store. Let's say a store is selling sporting goods, but they don't sell guns. They sell sporting goods, basketballs and baseballs and gloves and, you know, golf clubs, and they say no guns on the front door. To me, that means they're in charge. They are in charge of that store, and if they don't want guns there, I should respect that. Now, in my mind, I have to make a decision. Do I feel safe enough to go in there for whatever reason I think I need to go in there without a gun? Or do I say, I don't need that basketball anyway. I'm not going in there. Maybe I'll find another store that's more in line with my thinking that, you know, people should be able to protect themselves. And that's really what I would do. I'd go find another place. And we have been dealing with a bank for years. And this bank had a no guns sign on their door. They don't have that anymore. Because they know there's a whole bunch of farmers that patronize that bank. And they feel that they'd be better off with people they know with guns to help protect them than without having those people there. So I can now carry my .45 open carry or concealed carry in the bank, and it's okay. So as far as me imposing my will on other people, I don't think that's right. If Dr. Sheely, if I were coming to your house and you said, hey, listen, I'm having this little get together and I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't bring your guns, I would not do that. I would not bring a gun. Okay? Because I think it is up to the person who is in control of the property to make that decision. So I don't go where guns are not allowed. And, you know, there's a mall in Springfield, and I don't go to the mall very often. But if you go into the main mall entrance, it says, there's a sign that says no guns. But if you go into the mall that's on the other side of the mall, and it's all connected inside you, by Sears, there's no sign that says no guns. So, so I never see this. So, yeah, I mean, I would do Columbo, and I'd say, geez, there's no, I didn't see, let's go look. I didn't see a sign. There's no sign where I went in. Now, how would I, you know, how would I know that there's a sign on the other side of the mall? How would I know that? You know, because I went in by the Sears side, and there's no sign there. Now, I don't want to be disrespectful, and, you know, but, you know, there's a balance between protecting myself and my family and not. So those are kind of my thoughts on how I do it, why I do it. And I'll tell you what, you know, when shots were fired at our house, I felt threatened. I really did. Our whole family did. And we decided, and here's something that someone needs to do before you buy a gun. You need to decide for sure if you're in a situation where if you have a gun and are you going to take someone's life who is threatening to kill you or your family? Are you willing to do that? And if the answer is I don't know, then don't get a gun. Because if you don't know and you're not proficient and you don't know how to handle it, and if you're not willing to protect yourself from death using your gun, the other team may grab your gun and shoot you with your gun. Okay? So you're probably better off if you don't have one, if you don't know if you would be willing to shoot. So I've asked every single member of our family. We sat down at the kitchen table, and I said, okay, so here are some scenarios. What are you willing to do? And everybody in our family, one at a time, as we went around the table, said that if there was a situation where mom was being threatened and it looked like she might get killed, everyone in the family would discharge and protect mom. And the same went for every other member of the family, protecting every other member of the family, including themselves. So we've all made the decision that we're willing to do it. We don't want to do it. We don't want to take someone's life. But if someone is trying to kill us, yeah, we're going to do it. And then there's something else to keep in mind about this class. And that is, well, what happens if you shoot somebody? And if you want, Dr. Shuler, do you want me to spend a couple more minutes and talk about?
Absolutely, please.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about what happens when you shoot somebody based on my research, talking with people who used to protect and serve. They were deputies. Now they call themselves law enforcement. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. rates, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. So we've talked about why I carry. We've talked about what I carry. We talked about how I carry. And what happens when you're in a situation, and this is all my opinion, when someone gets shot, okay? So let's say you're at a restaurant, for example, and there are a bunch of people there. And someone comes in waving a gun around, and it looks like someone's going to get shot. Now, the law enforcement types would call this the bad guy, okay? So the person's waving this gun around, and it really looks... You're absolutely sure that there's a really good possibility that you're going to get shot or someone else gets shot. And this is a restaurant, and people are starting to cry, and people are screaming, and there's a lot of yelling going on, and the person with waving the gun around is yelling. And you're really not sure what's going on, but it doesn't look good. And the gun gets pointed at you, it gets waved around, it gets pointed at other people. You have a concealed position. I'm not saying you have a concealed carry permit. And we're talking about Missouri now, okay? So check this out for your own states. So you're sitting there or you're standing there, and you are in fear for your life. Your family's with you. And there is a point at which you think that you can draw your weapon and fire and kill the person that came into the restaurant waving the gun and threatening everybody. You think it's serious. You don't think it's an act. You think that someone's going to die, and you don't want it to be anyone you know or you. You draw your weapon and you shoot. Now, you know what's going to happen next, right? There are a whole bunch of people that are going to call 911. They're going to be screaming. They're going to be crying. They're going to be saying, hey, you know, I'm at Joe's restaurant, and there was this guy with a gun. There's another guy with a gun. There's another guy with a gun, and he shot the first guy with the gun. And the dispatcher's going to say, we're on our way. Now, you know when the police come in, you know they're going to have their guns drawn. There's going to be a SWAT team outside. The place is going to be encircled. There's going to be cop cars everywhere, lights and sirens. And there's going to be uniforms. The guys are going to be in their ballistic armor vests. And they're going to be looking for a gunfight. I'm talking about the guys in blue. They're going to be looking for a gunfight. And they're going to be high on adrenaline. And they're going to be ready to start squeezing that trigger. Now, you're the guy that stopped the whole problem. You're the guy that took out and killed the shooter. But you've got a gun. And there's a whole bunch of nutty people who are really panicking who say to 9/11 that there's a guy that was waving his gun around. Another guy shot him. And, oh, my God, he's dead. There's blood everywhere. And they're not saying to the guy who shot this guy and solved the problem. They're not saying, praise the Lord, thank you so much. They're screaming on their phones to 9/11. The picture's not clear. The cops come in, and they see you with a gun. Now what? What's the likelihood of you getting shot? Pretty high. Pretty high. So here's what you need to do. You need to tell everybody to calm down. Hold it. Don't call the cops. You call the cops, and you say, I'm at Joe's restaurant. A person came in with a gun. He was waving it around, threatening people. It looked like someone was going to get shot. I pulled out. I'm the victim. Let me say it a different way. I'm the victim. Let me say it a different way. I'm the victim. I'm the guy in the black T-shirt. The guy in the black T-shirt. I shot this guy who was threatening to kill everybody. I shot him. I killed him. I'm the victim. When you come in, don't shoot me. That's what you need to do. Because the cops are going to come in, and if they see you with a gun and the current position that the cops are taking, the likelihood of you getting shot is high for saving everybody. Now, bear in mind, I believe that when you shoot someone, the cops are going to arrest you. They're going to put you in handcuffs, and they're going to haul you down the station, and they're going to have a nice long talk with you. And they're going to try to figure out what happened. Now, remember that they don't know what happened. There's just a bunch of screaming people yelling, this guy killed that guy. You're going to be hauled off, and you're going to be arrested, and you're going to be in the fight for your life with the cops. And you're going to have to prove your innocence, and you're going to have some witnesses. So you might want to tell people, remember what happened.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President's fully prepared for the meeting tomorrow.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking just hours before the start of the much-discussed summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I have personally had the opportunity to make sure that he's had a chance to hear lots of different voices, all of the attendant opportunities and risks, and that we have put put these two leaders in the right place.
Meanwhile, the North Korean leader has been seen taking a stroll around Singapore over the past hour, Kim Jong-un visiting the meeting site and then setting off on foot with a huge entourage to view some of Singapore after dark. President Trump has remained in his hotel in recent hours. The summit is set to start at 9 o'clock tonight Eastern time, as Singapore is 12 hours ahead of U.S. Eastern Daylight Time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy and I are talking about guns and my perspective on them. And we were describing the scenario at the restaurant where a person comes in waving a gun. People feel threatened. And start crying and screaming, and you have to shoot. You have to shoot this guy to save your life and others. And so right after you shoot this guy, this is all my opinion, and he goes down and he dies, there are going to be people on the phones. They're going to be calling 911. They're going to be screaming, and they're going to be videoing you. And there you are. There's going to be a video of you, or many videos of you, with your gun in your hand, standing there, looking like you are waving the gun at these people. Now, you know that there's a high probability, a high likelihood, that this guy might not be alone. There are probably guys just like him in the car outside, just like the gunman. And you don't know if the threat is over or not. You've just shot this guy. He's down. But you don't know if anybody else in the restaurant is an accomplice or working with this guy. So you got to figure that out. So you still have your gun in your hand. And now you're on video with these cell phones and people are screaming. They're calling 911. So here's just a thought. I think I would say, hey, hold it. Put your cell phones down. Put your cell phones down now. And then I would say something like this. Yes. Of course, I'd still have my gun in my hand, but it'd be pointing down, right? I'm not going to let go of my gun until I'm sure that this situation is over. And I'd say, yes, I did have to kill that person. Remember, this guy was threatening to kill you all of you. He was pointing the gun at all of us. I'm the guy that stopped it. Remember, I'm the guy that stopped it. You are the victims. I am the victim. All of us are victims here. Yes, I had to shoot him, but I saved your life. Remember that, because the police are going to ask you. Because if you don't tell them what they just saw, they probably are going to say, yeah, you were waving your gun around and you started shooting. Well, yeah, you shot once. You took the guy down. But then you need to go outside and make sure that there are no buddies of his that are just like him that are willing to come in and start shooting. You need to figure that out. But you need to make sure that these people at the restaurant who are screaming don't get you shot for saving their lives. Because they say, that's him. That's the guy with the black shirt. He's got the gun. So it's a dangerous, dangerous situation if you happen to save people's lives by using your gun in a situation like that. And I think that is a kind of a typical situation. Dr. Sheila, your thoughts, questions, comments?
I'm listening carefully because, you know, after our robbery, I went out and bought a Smith & Wesson bodyguard that fits my hand well, and it has a laser on it, which I wanted, knowing that I'm not, you know, talented. Now the question is if I want to carry that at the office, because now we have been invaded. Do I have to wear a vest every day? How do I, you know, not disturb my patients by showing it by wearing one?
I have an answer for that. I have a friend who goes out in public a lot, and he carries a .45. ACP, a 1911, very similar to what I carry. Unfortunately, it's a big gun, but he's a big guy. He's not a fat guy, but he's tall, he's muscular, and he's about my age. He's in his 60s. And here's what he does. And he wears kind of a similar uniform. He wears a long sleeve white shirt, and under his shirt, he wears a t-shirt, an undershirt. And here's what he does. He has a holster that allows him to carry his gun. And I'm not saying a .45 is the way to go, because I don't think it is in your case, Dr. Shuley, because of what you do in your practice. But he carries his in a holster that, like a shoulder holster. But he wears a t-shirt that is cut off just about where his belly button is. So he does not have his t-shirt tucked in to his pants. So what he does, if he has to, is he can unbutton one button in the middle of his shirt, about where his heart is, unbutton that one button, slowly reach in, grab the holster, which is, grab the butt of the gun, the grip of the gun, which is under his left shoulder, and draw it out from there and you'd never know he has one on because he has a T-shirt under his white long sleeve shirt. That's how he does it. So that's a thought, and no one would ever know that you have one, especially, you know, with your smaller handgun. So that's a thought. But I think you should try them all on. Try the shoulder holster. Try the in the waistband holster. You might like that better. But, you know, it's probably not a good idea to let your patients know that you might be carrying.
That I'm protecting them.
Now, yes, that you're protecting them. And, you know, the other thing is you could, if it fits in your pocket, you know, wear pants that will allow you to just keep it in your pocket, your front pocket.
Right.
So, the, okay. But you have to try all these solutions and see which one you like best. And then, of course, when you're in a situation where it's like a gunfight, Mike Ma teaches a class on how to survive a gunfight. It is absolutely the most terrifying experience that a person can go through, other than having a medical procedure done while you're awake. But it's literally, you see what tunnel vision's like. You see what it's like to sweat profusely. You see what it's like not being able to see clearly because the sweat is burning your eyes. You're shaking, and there are several people coming after you. Now, we've done these shootouts at the farm, and we've used real guns. You know, we're not using paintball guns. We're using real guns, and we're using real cartridges with wax bullets. I don't recommend anyone do this at home. This is really dangerous stuff. We would wear face masks to protect our eyes. But when we were done with this home invasion shootout, everybody was bleeding. And I'm looking down at my wrist right now, my left wrist. I still have a scar from where I was shot with a wax bullet with probably a .357 revolver with a wax bullet or a .38 special. I don't know what it was, but, man, did it hurt. And when Mike Ma taught this, I had my blue jeans on and I had a shirt on and we're getting ready for the home invasion. And so I said, okay. So I went into the closet and got my rider jacket, which is a thick cotton jacket. Mike says, what are you doing? I saw, you know, I'm ready. Like, what are you doing? No jackets. You have to experience this. You have to feel what this is like getting shot. And man, did I feel it. I was shot many times.
You're about to talk but me that's, out of
oh, no. No. And if you want, Dr. Sheely, I'll be glad to do a one-on-one with you, or you can do it with our boys. I'll teach you some of the techniques that I was taught. And, you know, the kind of stuff that you see on TV, that's not how we do it. I will explain right now exactly how we do it. This is dangerous. This is really, really dangerous. So I'm going to say that don't do this. Okay? But this is what we do. Don't do this. And first we make absolutely sure, and let's say we have a revolver. And it makes it really simple. Let's say it's a .38 Detective Special. So it's a snub nose or short barrel .38. Something the police used to carry many decades ago. And that's something that we recommend that women consider for their carry weapon, because you don't have to remember too much. The safety is keep your finger off the trigger and it won't go off. Okay? So let's say you have this .38 and you're in the kitchen and you make absolutely certain many times that there are no cartridges in this .38. And you have it in your holster. Let's say it's a side holster, for example. So you're just standing there, and you have these kitchen cabinets, and you have these knobs on the kitchen cabinets that, you know, you grab them with your thumb and forefinger, and you pull the cabinet door open, you know, to get your cups or saucers or whatever might be in there. Well, you've got these in the kitchen, and what you do excuse me, don't do this. Here's what I do. I will take my revolver and I will withdraw from the holster, knowing that I've checked it many times to make sure it's unloaded, and I will shoot without extending my arm that knob on the kitchen cabinets. And the idea is pull it out relatively quickly, smoothly, and squeeze the trigger. Because when you squeeze the trigger, the gun rotates, typically to the right. Typically it rotates to the right. Trigger pulls on revolvers are kind of hard sometimes. And then I look down and I try to follow the path that had there been a cartridge in there and the bullet left the muzzle, would it have hit that knob? And I keep practicing over and over and over and over until I'm confident that I can pull that out of the holster, point it at that knob without looking at the gun, just looking at the knob, and would I have hit it? Now, I'm not saying I would have had to hit that exact knob and obliterated it, but, you know, if it were the shape of or the size of a saucer or a dessert plate, would I have hit it? And if the answer is yes, that's good enough. Because if I'm aiming for the center mass of a person and I can hit a dinner plate or a pie plate, that's probably good enough. So you practice over and over. No, I practice over and over, but don't do that. We'll be right back.
Bruno, I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filters. filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I want to thank Andy for engineering the broadcast today. He's doing an excellent job. And I just want to make one quick comment before George weighs in. George in New Hampshire. Never dry fire a rim fire gun. Okay, so if you have a handgun that's a .22, don't dry fire it, meaning fire without a cartridge, because you can damage it. But you certainly don't want to have a loaded gun and plink at your kitchen cabinets. You don't want to do that, right? So, George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Shealy. Could I make just three quick recommendations for Dr. Shealy with his practice of carrying concealed?
Yes.
All right. One is they have like an elastic waistband that looks somewhat like a thinner version of one of those back support wraparounds that you'd wear. And you wear it underneath your shirt right against the skin, or depending on your comfort, you could put a T-shirt and then put it on. And it has a holster sewn into it so that it's very close to the side of your body, and at the same time it's flexible, but it's something that you could just leave your shirt, if it's tucked in, you're wearing a dress shirt, you just loosen it up a little bit, pull it up, and it'll be virtually unnoticeable. Or there's ankle holsters that you can wrap around. Some are quite well made that have like a shearling sheepskin around it. You could put it right in your ankle, and it has the holster basically stitched into the band that fits around your ankle, and it's Velcro, quick release. And all you have to do is kind of like, depending on you realize what situation you're in and what, you know, I mean, it's not like you're going on an expedition on a clandestine mission out in the jungles. In other words, something that you could just reach down, pull up the cuff of your leg, and basically pull it out, or it'll have a snap release that you can just work it. There's two. The other thing I'd recommend is when you buy a gun, the semi-auto, Dr. Shealy, you might like this. I know there's a slight bulge with the cylinder. You have a five-shot gun, and I believe it has the shrouded hammer on it, right? The hammer is either internal or shrouded, right?
Yeah.
Meaning, yeah, it's not exposed, the hammer, right?
Right.
So that makes it less likely to catch on your clothes as you're pulling it out, which is good. But You can get things in stainless steel, or an automatic tends to be like a small pocket carry automatic, like a Walter PPKS or a Walter PPK, which I think would be good for your hand. And that's the equivalent of that revolver you have that's based on a police detective, plainclothesman's more concealable gun. And it's flatter against, and it carries some more, a couple of extra rounds than what you'd have there. And I'm just saying is when you wear it, like I said, they have the in-the-pants holster that you could basically snap around your belt, but it folds inside the waistband rather than externally exposed. So you've got those three options, and I would consider getting also a semi-automatic, doctor, because I think in your practice you could even probably hide some of them in something as small as a mock cell phone case. Or here's one last recommendation. The only one I've ever found that in a ultra-compact 22 long rifle was the Beretta 21A. It fits literally in the palm of your hands, not counting your thumbs and fingers. It'll just fit in your palm. It's like, I think it's about a 6 or 7 shot 22 long rifle. And it's so ultra-hideable, you could literally drop it in little more than an oversized watch pocket. And like I said, the best gun in the world is the one you have with you when you need it, because a lot of times, I'm sure Vincent could tell you, you know, you could have a larger gun at home, but if you don't have it with you, it doesn't do you much good.
Great advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, may I ask you both a question? We're running low on time. George, you spend a lot of time with people at events that are in the gun aisle of the world, if you will. Would you consider coming on with Dr. Shealy and me if Dr. Shealy would like to learn more about the subject?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to.
Dr. Shealy, would you like to continue a little bit more next week with?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so class, next Monday, here at USA Prepares, Dr. Shealy would be with us. George, does that work for you on Monday?
Yeah, Monday's fine.
All right, we'll talk during the week, and so the three of us will be talking about guns and carrying and advice and counsel.
Terrific. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Right, Dr. Shealy, thanks so much. Thank you so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.